a lot of people have been asking me, like, oh, you're going to move to Minneapolis. And I'm like, I'm going to have an apartment in Minneapolis, yes. And I'm going to be working in Minneapolis, yes. But the way that I think about it is Minnesota is my community, and it always has been.
That's Nevada Little Wolf. She's leaving the Virginia City Council to move into a role as CEO and president of Tawahi Foundation. I'm Heidi Holton, and you're listening to The Morning Show. I recently caught up with Nevada Little Wolf. I asked her what inspired her to be a leader.
I think about my dad, who often talked to me about leadership, and, you know, he grew up on the Iron Ranch in Hibbing. But when he was very little, he was at Leech Lake Tribe in the tribal community. And his father had, you know, to make the very difficult decision to leave the tribal community to go to the Iron Range. And the reason my grandfather made that decision was for two things. It was economic stability and then for education. Like, he was a really smart man. Like, he was just like, I want my kids to have a good education because that is what will help our tribal community in the future. And he also saw that, like, the tribal community, sadly, just did not have economic opportunities or education opportunities. So, you know, I think that, like, actually being a leader, stepping into the position of city council in Virginia, it's sort of that legacy.
You were on the city council for 10 years. What now, kind of looking back as you change into a different position in life, what do you feel like you learned?
Well, in a lot of ways, I feel like I brought a lot to the city council. So my family history and my Indigenous roots, like, we as a family have never, like, not been Indigenous people. And our culture and our practice didn't leave us just because, you know, we moved to a different area. And frankly, this is all Indigenous land, right? So we're native to this place. And so it was interesting because I actually grew up in the great culture of the Iron Range and great education of the Iron Range and great people of the Iron Range, right? And the Iron Range really talks about its strong roots in, like, immigrants, you know, like, immigrants built this, and people came here from all over the world to, like, be a part of this community. That has really shaped my life, and also just the fact that, like, Indigenous voices were not in that mix in leadership is, I just feel like that's been a privilege for me to just be that, be there and, like, say, hey, guess what? We're still here.
Well,
we are here.
You're right. We do hear that story of the Iron Range and the immigrants that came here. But we don't often hear, we hear in Minnesota maybe, but not on the Iron Range, the people that came before the immigrants came to that region.
Right. And so being on the city council, it's like, what did I learn? I learned a whole lot of things. I'm better for that. At the same time, like, I feel like the council's better for me being there, right? Like, just, it's a perspective that had been missing.
So people are sad you're leaving. How do you feel about that?
You know, it's hard, but, you know, I started 10 years ago. I filed on my birthday, and I just turned 31 years old, right? People kept saying, like, whoa, you're really young for doing this, and I don't know if you'll get elected or not, and you know, and of course, you know, I worked really hard and was very committed to, like, getting elected, and I was elected. The community supported me. And it's kind of troubling to me that 10 years later, I'm 41 now, I'm still the youngest person on the council, right? So, you know, it's kind of like a badge of honor back then to say, oh, I'm the youngest person on the council. But the way I think about it is, like, we need to, like, embrace new leadership. We need to mentor young people. Young people bring gifts and knowledge that those of us in the middle age or the elders don't have. And so for that, I'm really excited. And I honestly never thought I was going to be on the council for 10 years. So it's time for me to, like, do something else. And it's also time for younger people to step into their leadership.
We have a friend in common, Aaron Brown, and he wrote a great blog post about your appointment as CEO and president of Tawahi Foundation. And he was talking about also how important it is for positions like city council and for people to step up and do this kind of thing. He writes, was it important that Councillor Little Wolf took a stance against the KKK mailers last month? Absolutely. But mostly she discussed street improvements and voted on resolutions, the same as any city councillor. We are all part of the community. I just thought that was such an interesting way to look at that. All of those details matter. Most of us don't have to deal with that kind of stuff, but we need people to get in there and lead on some of those things.
So first of all, I love Aaron Brown. Aaron, you're awesome. Second, I would say that absolutely, it was kind of the transition that I took 10 years ago when I was like, oh, maybe someday I'll run for tribal council, right? Like, because I'm a Native person and I'm a Leech Lake band member, and that's the place for me is if I want to do political work, right? Like, that's the place for me is in my tribal nation. That is my tribal nation. I am a part of that community, and yet I live somewhere different. Because I live in Virginia, I like grew up in Virginia, I graduated from high school in Virginia, I went to college in Virginia, my dad went to college here, my sister went to college here, so it was kind of this whole, like, why are you, like, thinking that someday in the future you're going to run for political office in the tribal nation and that's your only opportunity? And it's not, like, it was like a shift in my mind, really, because I was like, this is my community. I live here, and I should be a leader where I am. And then I ran, and I feel really fortunate that I've gotten the opportunity of being a leader in a community that I truly love. I feel like it's been a great privilege. And so what Aaron is saying about, yeah, like, it is, like, sometimes you have to make these, like, social justice stances, which I'm not afraid to do. Like, I do it all the time. And yet, I think that sometimes people think leadership is just that. And the true privilege is that there are so many. He called it mundane. I probably would dispute that.
Right.
Because I actually really like the day-to-day. Yeah, are the streets plowed? Do we have potholes? What kind of businesses are we bringing into the community? What kind of housing do we have in the community? What are we doing to promote youth, that they have places that are safe and healthy? So, yeah, I mean, Aaron can call them mundane. I think that it's amazing and it's exciting and it's great stuff.
That is Nevada Little Wolf. She's talking about her time on the Virginia City Council. She is headed to Minneapolis because she has just been appointed as the CEO and president of Tawahi Foundation. I've only had a little time to look at what this organization does. Why did you want to be a part of it?
So Tawahi means family. What they do is fund individuals because Tawahi understands that if you can't actually take care of your family, then you're not going to be able to do other things, right? And so this is more in, like, Dakota, Lakota, Sioux tradition, but I'm an Anishinaabe woman. It really is a lot of the same, like, principles and thoughts. What Tawahi does is we fund individuals to, like, meet their leadership goals. So it's three ways. It's educationally, professionally, or culturally. We are literally the only foundation that does this in this way. And there are a lot of foundations that fund projects or programs or organizations or these things, right? Like, and all of that is good. But Tawahi, like, has really said, hey, Indigenous people of Minnesota, they know, like, what they need to do. They know how they're going to, like, be better. It's kind of the thing that, like, everyone always has these programs and projects and organizations that are like, we're going to help you. You know, we're going to help you. And, yes, they do. So I think Tawahi does something a little bit different, which is we're not helping you. Like, you're going to help yourself. And we want to make sure that you have resources for that.
And some of the people that I saw that were being helped, you know, it went from helping in education to funding powwow regalia. Just was struck by how specific and personal and how much it must help on just a very base level to people.
Yeah, I mean, so tribal communities are very personal, and Indigenous knowledge is very personal. And we have stepped far away from that in some ways, you know, and as a larger culture. The gifts that Indigenous people bring to the world have been largely sort of discounted. We are resourcing and funding and lifting up those voices. It is very different because I still work for organizations. I'm a city councilor. I was in government. That's also important, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's also really important to just lift individuals to what they have, what they bring. That's why I'm so excited. I'm so excited about Tawahi.
Nevada Little Wolf is resigning from the Virginia City Council to take over as CEO and president of Tawahi Foundation. You can find more information on them at tawahifoundation.org.